passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. As the leaves turn colors, an outdoorsman's attention turns toward the annual hunting forecast. And you'll find that in the latest issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Here's managing editor Charles Lohrmann.
September is always a big hunting month for us, and we have the hunting forecast, which is much anticipated among hunters and landowners across the state. All the biologists at Texas Parks and Wildlife Division have been looking in the crystal ball and reading weather reports and doing all kinds of surveys on the populations of everything from dove to pronghorn antelope, and are making their predictions for how the next year will go. That's very important because August, September is when most hunters are making plans for the seasons. We do have an article on duck hunting along the coast. We have a really good writer on this, Scott Summerlot, who's been a guide for many years and really knows the country down there. And then we have an interesting article on the bison herd, the state bison herd, which is at Caprock Canyon State Park. And that herd is actually descended from the original Plains herd preserved by a rancher, Charles Goodnight, at the end of the 19th century.
To learn more about the magazine, including how you can subscribe, come to passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.